Good morning. Clear skies overnight across most of interior New York and New England have allowed temperatures to drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s, and that's where we are opening up the day today. The exceptions are central and eastern New England, where we're still under the influence of that large ocean storm. However, most of the precipitation with this system at the moment is confined to easternmost parts of New England. Gradually, this system will do a slow loop to the south and west and then eventually push to the east today. Still, with the storm's proximity to the coast, some clouds will get thrown back into interior New York and New England, so we'll call it a mix of sun and clouds today for just about everyone, with thicker clouds into central and southern New England, particularly the Connecticut Valley, where we'll see the best chance of a few scattered showers. There is the possibility by the end of the day for a couple of those showers to pivot all the way back to the state line and maybe even into the mid and lower Hudson Valley. High temperatures today will be in the lower 60s where we see more cloud cover and in the middle 60s elsewhere. Skies will be mostly clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows back down into the 40s, and this will set us up for a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday morning. The ocean storm will then depart to the east and allow a front to move in from the Great Lakes. With this front, clouds will increase during the day Saturday, and there is the chance of a few showers, particularly in the Mohawk Valley and Adirondacks. A few scattered sprinkles and showers are possible into Saturday evening with this front, but the brunt of the energy and the moisture will pivot to our north and west and into southern Canada. High temperatures on Saturday will be in the mid-60s. Behind this front, skies will be mostly sunny, and it'll be pleasant on Sunday with high pressure building back in, temperatures in the lower to mid-60s, and that high will keep it dry on Monday and Tuesday in the middle to upper 60s. The next front, with more moisture with it, will arrive on Wednesday with a good chance of rain, keeping temperatures in the lower 60s, and then it will turn breezy and cooler with scattered showers behind that front on Thursday back into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an anomalously cold air mass combining with a vigorous upper-level trough will continue to interact with a sharp cold front across the plains to bring an early-season winter storm from the northern and central Rockies into the northern and central plains. Heavy snow is expected to become increasingly focused over North and South Dakota as that low-pressure system rapidly develops along the front and moves quickly northward along and into the upper Midwest. The low is expected to stall or even move back toward the northern plains tomorrow. This will prolong the heavy snow over the northern plains, especially across northeastern North Dakota, where potentially historic snowfall amounts of more than 2 feet is forecast before the snow winds down on Saturday night. Strong and gusty winds will also accompany the snow, resulting in blowing snow and difficult travel conditions. In the cold air mass north and west of the front, widespread record low temperatures are expected through the high plains and across the northern and central Rockies, with actual lows down into the single digits in many locations. Farther south, heavy rain and even a few thunderstorms are forecast to accompany the cold front across portions of the central and southern plains, but these threats will lessen as the front moves east of the Mississippi Valley. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 36 degrees with an east wind at 60, gusting to 71 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 24 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 44 degrees, the dew point 41, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.27 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers near 60, Boston cloudy and breezy with rain in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 69 degrees, the low 49, the average temperature 59, that's 7 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2.11 inches for the month and 33.32 inches for the season, which is 2.68 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 86, set in 1949, and the record low, 22, in 1943. Sunrise this morning is at 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:20 p.m., 11 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers today, mainly in New England, with highs in the mid-50s in New England, 60s in New York. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a few showers today, mainly in the Berkshires, with highs near 60. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a few showers today, mainly in the Berkshires, with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a late-day shower into and around central New York, with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny, mid-60s Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s on Monday, lower 60s on Tuesday. A good chance of rain Wednesday in the lower 60s, and mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool Thursday, a few scattered showers in the mid-50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.